This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, by the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes also to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the taxi, the bus, the Uber, the Lyft drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the stuff that's over there. All right, joining us right now from the Underground USA podcast, we have Frank Silvato. Hello, sir.
Mr. Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to
the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the last two words in there, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, you have a question you want to ask me on behalf of a listener. What is it?
I do, and it goes out to all of the truckers out there from coast to coast. This person says that they will understand the true polling of the American people if the truckers can tell us what they're seeing along the roads as far as signs are concerned, Trump versus Biden.
I can tell you what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing, not only in the chat room, but also emails that are sent to me with pictures and whatnot, that it is definitely the enthusiasm and the majority of what they see is Donald Trump. Trump, Pence, very few Biden signs, and when you do see them, they're in the bigger cities, but they're not out there on the highways and byways of the land.
Yeah, I think that's a much more accurate pulse than the polling that we're getting from the mainstream media.
Well,
so I'm just coming in and chime in on the Captain's Facebook page or whatever, and let's get this poll out there. You know, it's the trucker's poll.
Yeah, and you're right, and we will put something up there for people to vote in at the trucker script that we've got for the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, I will also say that we are going to have our Supreme Court Justice announced apparently about 5 o'clock on Saturday. Now, in Florida, we're excited because of Barbara LaGoya, the 11th Circuit Court Justice on the Appeals Court, our resident here in Florida, Cuban-American, three kids, family woman, Roman Catholic. We know that somebody in the Democratic side is going to ask her about her religion. But here's the deal, and the Republicans need to learn how to play this game. And I will repeat this. Article 6, Clause 3. Of the U.S. Constitution. When they bring up religion, our people on our side of the aisle need to say the following. No religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States per the United States Constitution, Article 6, Clause 3. Shut them down right in their tracks.
Yeah, and you're right. The progressive Marxist left always does this when it comes on to our hearings. They'll try to flip the subject at hand to something they believe is contentious. So if we hear again, and I remember last time someone was up for this, they said, "Well, you're kind of invested in this religion thing, aren't you?"
Yeah,
kind
Kavanaugh.
Of
Kavanaugh.
Yeah, it's kind of strong in you, isn't it? Well, yeah. If people immediately object to that line of questioning and saying, "Boy, you are violating the Constitution of the United States with that comment, and you should have to redact that that comment
right now."
And make the big deal. Flip it onto them being people who are trying to apply something that's unconstitutional towards this person. Make that the media story.
Well, Barbara LaGoya is being interviewed in the White House today by the president. The appointment is tomorrow, and that gives me a little bit of a clue. And a lot of people think that President Trump is doing a rope-a-dope here with Amy Barrett. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, you know, Trump doesn't play by the book. The best thing to do is to wait and see who he nominates. Any whoever it is going to give the left agita.
Mm-hmm.
you know, so the attacks are going to come at 1,000 miles an hour anyway at 5:01 tomorrow night. So, you know, let's see who he nominates. It's going to be a solid pick anyway because everybody on his short list was solid.
Yeah. Now, we are going to be talking about the America First healthcare plan that the president brought forth, introduced it in Charlotte last night, and then mentioned it again in Jacksonville. We'll be going to be hearing about this a lot because this is going to not per se replace Obamacare, but take Obamacare and refine it and get rid of the individual mandate, amongst other things, and make this a plan that Americans can be proud of called the America First healthcare plan.
Yeah, and it's actually very, very, it's got a lot of equality and opportunity for healthcare across the board.
Yep.
Which is beautiful. It actually replaces a lot of the insult
yep.
that Obamacare did towards the seniors in this country.
Yep, and you hold that thought because here comes the music. And folks, when we come back, more with Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. Find out more about him by going to undergroundusa.com and check him out over there. Also, you can chime in over there, make some comments, whatever it is you want to do. And you never know, sometimes you hear me over there. I'll be right back. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Our world has changed, which means our everyday has changed too. We work differently, shop differently, and celebrate differently. But what hasn't changed is the need to keep our communities safe by reporting terrorism-related suspicious activity to local authorities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's If You See Something, Say Something campaign program manager, Ryan Streeter, shares more.
It's vital we all remain vigilant and are motivated to act. If you see suspicious activity, report it to the nearest local law enforcement agency or a person of authority. Describe specifically what and who you observed, as well as when, where, and why you found it suspicious.
September 25th marks the third annual national If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day.
We want to remind the public that we all play a role in keeping our community safe. Learn the indicators of terrorism-related suspicious activity, and on September 25th, share why you see say using hashtag YICSay.
Learn more at dhs.gov/CSayDay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my discussion with Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast, brought to you by my friends at the all-new Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-E-U-S. And, of course, you heard me talk about Moss Nissan. Well, Moss Family Automotive, Moss spelled M-A-U-S, now has Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. And Acura competes very favorably with other luxury brands. Now, the RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand. It's got many features that are standardized, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and Apple CarPlay. And the seats have the feel of buttery leather, and the hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze. Now, the RDX also features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant with an automatic transmission. And the best news about Moss Acura is you get the same high-level customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Each vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes and tire rotations, surface shield protections, and more value-added features. Now, remember, you serve, you save. So all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, church pastors, and church workers, too, get a big-time discount, not only on the service there that you can receive by getting your vehicle service, a 20% discount, but also your big price discount on buying new or certified pre-owned. And if you tell them I sent you, you're going to get an extra $500. So the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Visit Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to the Moss Nissan store that's there, or visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. Mr. Frank, got a little statement to make here, and then we'll move on. You ready?
Sure.
Apparently, Americans in these cities where we've had these protests are fatigued and they've had enough because they've gone in there and done a bunch of polls, and a vast majority, by over 2-1, now says they don't support the demonstrations that they backed to begin with when they thought, well, yeah, okay, we don't mind that, because of all the crap that's gone on, the burning, the fires, the looting, the damaging the businesses, the shutting down, this, that, and the other. Now they want it to stop.
Yeah, and we were talking about this on break. There's a video of a group of these protesters just harassing the daylights out of people at restaurants when they're sitting outside. You know, there was one video of a people that's sitting down at the people's table, refusing to move, lecturing them about what they believe. That's not a protest.
No.
That's not a protest. That's assault.
Yep.
You know, that's harassing people. What is the object of a protest? It is to bring awareness to a cause. I believe that's been done.
Mm-hmm.
Now these people are just being annoying. And not only are they being annoying, they're infringing upon the rights of everybody else. The protest has been noted. It's time to stop it. And quite honestly, the video that I'm talking about was in St. Pete.
Yeah.
Whenever a group of people that large gets together, it is unconscionable to believe that the police don't know about it. There should be a standing order from coast to coast in every location in our country that says, if these people gather, disperse them. Your point has been made. Now knock it off.
Now what's amazing is they were right around the corner from the brand new police station.
You know, the downside to this, and mark my words, if this kind of harassment continues, someone's going to get killed.
You're right.
Because the innocent people are going to fear for their lives. They're not going to get charged for it either.
No, you're right.
The judicial system's going to say, you were frightened for your life and you shot this person?
Yep.
There's nothing we can do about it because the law says you get to protect yourself. These people are overstepping their bounds by a billion miles.
Yep.
And it's time that they be confronted about their efforts and sent packing.
Yep. Now let's talk about the president's America First healthcare plan, which he announced yesterday in Charlotte yesterday afternoon, and then again last night in Jacksonville down here in Florida. Now President Trump no doubt has a better record on healthcare than Joe Biden, no matter how you look at it, because healthcare insurance premiums went up under Joe Biden. They've come down under President Trump. The president will protect people with pre-existing conditions and surprise billing. Also, drive down prescription drug prices, help seniors pay for medicine, and provide affordable insulin and EpiPens for low-income Americans. Now, this all builds on his record of successes in health care, which includes reducing Obamacare premiums for the first time.
Well, there's a big difference between the president's plan and what Obamacare was. Obamacare was an all-in-one government program that was going to tell you how you were going to have health care from top to bottom. And it expressly gave the short shrift to seniors.
Yep.
What Mr. Trump is doing is putting forward an insurance plan for the nation. Big difference between mandating what your health care is going to be and creating competition in the private sector with a private government entity partnership. So you're going to see prices come down under the plan that Donald Trump has put forward because it creates competition.
Yep.
And mandates lower prices. It doesn't tell you that we're removing competition from the marketplace so the companies get to charge whatever they want.
Yep.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Yep. Well, it also eliminates the unfair Obamacare individual mandate. It expands the health care choice. It enacts the right to try legislation, which is a big deal, and makes real progress in reducing the price of prescription drugs for the reasons you just mentioned. Now, the president has improved health care quality, provided greater choice, and made it more affordable. And I've actually got the plan right here in front of me, and it's, I don't know how many pages it is exactly, but it's not that thick. It's pretty easy to read. It's probably a 5 to 10 minute read. So I would suggest that you go and look up the America First Healthcare Plan, America First Healthcare Plan, and you will be astounded by what you see. It's a common sense, easy to understand way to get health care once and for all and driving and getting the government the hell out of the mix.
And that's because the pharmaceutical companies and the unions didn't write it.
That's right.
The lobbyists didn't write this bill to make sure that all of their corporate benefactors were taken care of.
Yep.
This is not a Marxist plan that puts government in control of your health destiny. This is something that allows you to have choice and competition in the marketplace. When you allow choice and competition in the marketplace, there has never in the history of capitalism been a time when the cost has gone up. It has always gone down. Competition creates lower prices. That's the one thing Obamacare took away from healthcare was competition. Now, with this plan, there's competition, and that means everybody's got to fight for customers. That means lower prices and better services.
Now, I'm not going to hold my breath, but I see big trouble on the horizon coming for Hunter Biden and friends. Senator Rand Paul yesterday referred the Senate investigation findings by letter to the Department of Justice for a criminal referral.
Yeah, and let's see where it goes from there. I wrote a piece for another outlet, the National File, yesterday, that exposes kind of an issue with the way the inner workings of the Department of Justice happened. Do you realize that the investigation into the Clinton Foundation and Uranium One and Clinton's emails is an ongoing investigation?
Yeah, Durham has
By U.S. Attorney Hoover. Why wasn't anything done with that? Why?
Yep.
Because the guy who was in charge of that since 2017 was an Obama appointee.
Yeah. Yeah, and
you know, when we don't see action happening over at the DOJ, it's because you've got middle people like this Hoover guy who've been appointed by the left to block everything from happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, you won't get any argument from me on that one, but you are right that Durham, part of his investigation, happens to be the Clinton Family's Organization.
Yeah, so when Rand Paul's request for an investigation gets to the Department of Justice, who's going to receive it?
Yeah.
Somebody who wants to see justice done, or somebody who was appointed by a political animal from the left who is going to do everything in their power to make sure nothing happens with this?
Now,
this is another reason why I kept saying that right after the inauguration, when Trump put his hand on the Bible the first time, he should have took that motorcade down to DOJ and the Department of State and fired everybody.
I got about 30 seconds left. I'm concerned about the trails of May that were found in the ditch in Wisconsin yesterday, including some absentee ballots, and in Pennsylvania in the garbage, some mail, and 9 military ballots were cast that were found in the trash, too.
We should all be concerned with that. When you have a postal workers union that's openly endorsed one candidate, you're going to see this stuff happen. Make the penalty for this astronomical, and you'll see it stop.
Okay, Frank, we will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend. Don't take any wooden nickels and stay dry up there. All right, Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. His website, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check him out. See all the great things he writes over there. Listen to his podcast, and you'll hear our interviews over there, too. So, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. The Sports Zone quarterback coming in.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump moved to shore up a campaign weakness with a pledge to protect people with pre-existing conditions, even if the Supreme Court overturns Obamacare. The president also promised to send seniors $200 drug discount cards before the election to help cover prescription drug copays. He also said he would ban the practice of surprise medical billing if Congress can't fix that problem by year's end. The death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg raises the possibility the president could add another conservative justice to the court who would provide the decisive vote to strike down the health care law and change the nation's health system. The drug discount cards would be sent to 33 million Medicare beneficiaries to help pay prescription drug copays. Costs would be covered by projected savings from a previously announced administration effort to tie the cost of some pricey Medicare drugs to what's paid abroad. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and Larry Elder will be down in Sarasota on the 23rd of October, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Charlie Kirk, Phil Grandy, the stock guy, sells a little stock program there. You hear him on the shows, The Answer Tampa, The Answer Sarasota. And myself, I'll be there as well. I'll be the master of ceremonies for that evening. And we also will be at the Hyatt Regency. Now, tickets are available. This is limited to 250 people because of the having to maintain distancing and all that stuff for coronavirus. So you go to The Answer Tampa.com or TheAnswerSarasota.com for your tickets, and make sure you get in there. And if you want to attend the VIP reception ahead of time, there's only going to be about 50 people present for that because it's got to be a little smaller. That being the case, I'll tell you what, again, TheAnswerTampa.com, TheAnswerSarasota.com. Look forward to seeing you on the 23rd of October in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency. All right, and now we have the Sports Zone quarterback, also known as the insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. How are you this morning?
Not too bad. Now, listen, I really kind of fell out of the good graces of sports the past couple of days. I've not paid any attention to anything, so start where you want.
No problem. Well, let's talk baseball. This will be the final weekend of the regular season, the 50-game season. I'll just go down the list of who's in the playoffs currently. You have the Tampa Bay Rays. They have the second-best record in Major League Baseball next to the Dodgers. and they have Clinsdale AL East. The Yankees are in. The Blue Jays are in. You're looking at the Twinkies. The Minnesota Twins are in. Chicago White Sox are in. And the Cleveland Indians for our boy Joe Weaver, program director there at Salem Communications. And then we have the Oakland Athletics in there. And now still in the hunt, the Houston Astros. People are down on them because of the scandal. But we'll see what happens there. And then let's go over to the National League just to let everybody know about what's going on over there. And you have the LA Dodgers are looking good. The Braves, for all our friends up there in Atlanta, Captain, they're going to the postseason. The Marlins are trying to make it. The Miami Marlins down there in South Florida. And so the Philadelphia Phillies. The Cubbies. The Cubbies are in. They clinched the NL Central. And St. Louis Cardinal fans and Red fans, they're clinging and trying to make it. And the Padres, the San Diego Padres, are in the postseason. It's been a long time for them. So it should be a lot of fun when we get to baseball after this weekend, final playoffs and then the World Series. And, hey, they've done a good job with what they've had to do, Captain. So I'm happy for everybody who got to watch a little baseball over kind of the summer. Now we're hitting the fall. And then the Pac-12 out there out west has decided on a 7-game season starting in November. So
a 7-game season. 7-game season?
Yes, sir. Yes,
goodness.
Sir.
And so, they got 12 teams, right?
yeah, I know. Oh, exactly. Look, yeah, they'll just have to kind of maneuver it. Well, they're going to do it probably from a.
Oh, wait a minute. Wasn't there? There was another conference out there. The Mountain West jumped on a bandwagon, too, I was told.
Yes, sir.
Whoever they are.
Yeah, that's your, they're right there on the, right on the perimeter.
Wyoming, Montana, yeah. That sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, before you get to Cali and all that area, Nevada. So, Stanley Cup playoffs, the Tampa Bay Lightning have a 2-1 lead. They'll face off again this evening and then, possibly, tomorrow could decide it all. If the Lightning win and they win tomorrow, they win the Stanley Cup. I don't know if that's going to happen, but they've been looking very good for all the hockey fans out there. Dallas Stars, it's amazing. They come out looking great, Captain, and then they fade. So, I don't know. Or it takes some time to wake up. So that's what's happening for all the hockey fans out there. And then, next Saturday, we'll have the final leg of the horse racing with the Preakness. A lot of people who like watching horse racing, that will be it. There'll be no Triple Crown this year, but there'll be probably 12 good horses in that race to watch, Captain. And it's nice that they were able to just get it in, and that's important.
How about
last night in football?
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say last night in football for the people who need, you know, would like to know, the Miami Dolphins beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, that guy's been playing for 16 years with 8 different teams. And he played great last night, Captain. It's funny.
Well, so, I remember the way he started. I remember he started the season with the Bucks last year with all those passing yards and broke a record and this, that, and the other. And then, of course, when they brought Jameis Winston back, I guess they had to play him because he had that contract and was technically the starter. But I would have kept Brian Fitzpatrick. I would have put Winston on the bench and made him earn his way in.
Yeah, a lot of people said that, Captain. So
too late now.
Now okay. The Bucks won last week. We'll see what happens. A big game this week. New Orleans and Green Bay.
They're going to Denver.
Yeah, and they're
going to play a mile high. And hello, KNUS AM 710, The Answer, up there in Denver. Hello to all you folks up there. And I'm going to make you all mad now. I'm going to make you all mad now if you're in Denver. Go Bucks! All right. Well, no, I got to do that. Know. We have a great, you know, I love the people in Denver. They're great, and they participate in the
really
show.
Great.
And it's really something. Okay, now, auto racing.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, you know what's funny? The relationship with Michael Jordan getting into auto racing kind of cracks me up. So, anyway, that's, you know, what's pretty much going on there. Not much this weekend. We'll talk a little bit about that, though, just for, you know, the audience. Tomorrow they'll be out in Vegas. So that's for the Xfinity series. And, You have a few good racers out there. I think Burton has a shot in this race. He seems to do well out in Vegas. So we'll see how he shows up and what he has to offer.
Okay.
Earnhardt has a shot. So those are my two shots out there, Captain, to let everybody know what's happening there. So. I think anything else to share.
How about college football? Who's playing? Who's firing up there? The Gators are playing this weekend, aren't they?
Yes, they are. The Florida Gators are playing this weekend. And on this great station, you will be able to catch the Gators and listen to the football game. 12 o'clock start tomorrow at Mississippi. Ole Miss should be a good game. New head coach up there. And we're going to see how that's going to play out. So I'm looking forward to that game at 12 o'clock tomorrow. I'll make sure a lot of other people are also. Notre Dame is starting to look good this year. A lot of Notre Dame fans across the country. Tony Dungy, our friend Tony Dungy, always a good friend of Salem Communications, is the announcer for Notre Dame football captain. So that's pretty cool.
All right.
So anyway, just letting everybody know out there, kind of a neat thing. He's doing a great job announcing. He's a great man. And he's helped out a lot of people in a lot of communities, from Tampa Bay to Indianapolis to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Good guy. And segueing on that, I try to be a good guy, Captain, as you can vouch for me. I help out people with their insurance every day and help out veterans with their veterans benefits and making sure they get insurance as they're entitled to. A lot of veterans don't realize that, Captain, I can put their Part B premium back in their Social Security check, and they can still go to the VA. They don't have to give that up. So if y'all would like to hear more about that, Captain can share with you also. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Medicare season will be coming here soon. October 15th will be the first day you can enroll for a new plan for January 1st. And I can help you out in that department also. And if you'd just like another set of eyes to look at your insurance paperwork, I can be that guy for you to help you. Why not take advantage of my expertise in this and see if you can save some money and get better benefits for your family? It just makes sense. Obviously, no obligation. Love to meet with you over the phone, over a cup of coffee. Social distancing, of course, whatever makes you happy. Things are starting to get back to normal a little bit, Captain, and it's great to see this great country starting to move forward. So anybody I can help out, please feel free to give me a call at 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. God bless America.
Yeah.
And have a great and safe weekend.
Before you disappear totally, I'm going to tell you a little quick joke. You ready?
Go for it.
Okay, a young man about 7-8 years old was sitting up in a tree, and some people were down below sitting in the backyard talking to him. He was up in a tree up about probably 10 feet up in the air over him. And guy walks in and says, "So how come you're up in the tree, young man? Everybody's down here." He says, "I'm social distancing."
There you go.
All right, yeah, we'll talk to you on Monday.
Take care.
Yep, okay. Thank Patrick Connell, everybody, from the Sports Zone. And he's got a Facebook page over there, Sports Zone. Go over there, follow the show. And it's pretty good. I'll tell you what, Sunday mornings, 11 to 12, before everything gets going, pretty good. Give them a listen. You're going to like it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Our world has changed, which means our everyday has changed too. We work differently, shop differently, and celebrate differently. But what hasn't changed is the need to keep our communities safe by reporting terrorism-related suspicious activity to local authorities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's If You See Something, Say Something campaign program manager, Ryan Streeter, shares more.
It's vital we all remain vigilant and are motivated to act. If you see suspicious activity, report it to the nearest local law enforcement agency or person of authority. Describe specifically what and who you observed, as well as when, where, and why you found it suspicious.
September 25th marks the third annual national If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day.
We want to remind the public that we all play a role in keeping our community safe. Learn the indicators of terrorism-related suspicious activity, and on September 25th, share why you see say using hashtag YICSay.
Learn more at dhs.gov/CSayDay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Our world has changed, which means our everyday has changed too. We work differently, shop differently, and celebrate differently. But what hasn't changed is the need to keep our communities safe by reporting terrorism-related suspicious activity to local authorities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's If You See Something, Say Something campaign program manager, Ryan Streeter, shares more.
It's vital we all remain vigilant and are motivated to act. If you see suspicious activity, report it to the nearest local law enforcement agency or a person of authority. Describe specifically what and who you observed, as well as when, where, and why you found it suspicious.
September 25th marks the third annual national If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day.
We want to remind the public that we all play a role in keeping our community safe. Learn the indicators of terrorism-related suspicious activity, and on September 25th, share why you see say using hashtag YICSay.
Learn more at dhs.gov/CSayDay.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's going to be time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And let's tell you right now that Friday, we're going to have some scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit later this afternoon. Now, it's going to be breezy. However, there will be sun breaking through the clouds. Winds will start out this morning out of the southeast at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. This afternoon, they'll calm down a little bit, turn around out of the south, and we'll see them coming in around 10 to 15 miles an hour. We'll have a moderate chop today of 2 to 4 feet most of the day. The Gulf water temperature is now at 84 degrees. The bay water temperature is now at 82 degrees. Our high tide will come at 8:20 a.m. Our low tide this afternoon at 5:12 p.m. Now, there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day out on the water, and Freedom Boat Club likes to call it sun sanitizing. So since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything and load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have yourself a great time on the water with your friends and family, too, while you sun sanitize. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing, too. Remember, 232 locations across the country with reciprocity. You can go to any of those locations across the country, many of whom you're listening to me on the radio right now. So give them a call today at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Or check them out on the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Right here in the Tampa area, we've got over 29 ports and over 500 boats to choose from. freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, 855-FREEDOM. All righty. The president introduced his America First healthcare plan. There's going to be a lot of talk about this over the weekend. I'm going to talk about it today, and I'm going to give you some information that will definitely help you in your understanding. Now, the America First healthcare plan introduced yesterday in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's ensuring the highest standard of care anywhere in the world with cutting-edge treatments, state-of-the-art medicine, groundbreaking cures, and true health security for you and your loved ones. That's what the president told the audience. It's also better care at a lower cost with more choices. And the America First plan has three goals. Number one, more choice. Number two, lower costs. And number three, better care. It includes the protections of pre-existing conditions. It measures to stop surprise medical bills and rules to guarantee price transparency so patients aren't left completely out in the dark. More about that in a minute, but let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Don in Tampa. Let's get down to business. And by the way, eat a piece of fruit after your meal. Cleans out the swollen intestine and helps you stay healthy. I haven't been sick in 30 years. Make sure you thank Jesus for taking 39 stripes on his back and healing you, and you'll never see a doctor again. God bless Donald for saving babies and protecting babies after they're born. I'd like to see you pastors stand up. Haven't heard from you. Let me say something else to the White House. When they ask you the idiot question, will there be a peaceful transfer of power? The answer is this. The answer is Joe Biden will concede on November 8th, okay? Because there's no way in the world that Joe Biden is going to get more votes than Hillary Clinton, okay? Unless they cheat. And let me tell you, the FBI guy, Christopher Wray, is the worst hire we ever had. That guy should have been fired a long time ago. Today's a good day. And by the way, Barr, okay, you're such a great attorney general. Look at this corruption. Okay, look at the corruption of Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the whole Biden family. Okay, today would be a good day for you to say Joe Biden is disqualified because we're opening an investigation to the millions and millions of dollars that him and his family got, okay, while he was vice president. And the evidence is irrefutable, okay? So the guy should be DQ'd and disqualified by there, okay? There's no way in American history, okay, even with the corrupt Supreme Court judges and these corrupt Democrat governors, that Joe Biden, who can't get three people at a rally, three people to come out there, okay, even if the union has to put 20 people out there for him, there's no way that he's getting more votes. So the only way is that they cheat, steal, and lie and do that. So there's no transfer of power. Joe Biden will concede. The answer is Joe Biden will concede, and every American is voting for Trump and the Republican Party. Let's get to work. Peace.
All right, thank you very much. That's Todd in Tampa. Now, I want to go back to the America First plan because this is important. I mean, what Todd said is interesting and gets the juices flowing and all that, but this is really important to have a health care plan, unlike Obamacare, which is actually going to do something for you. And the result of the America First healthcare plan is that Americans will have more control than ever before over their own healthcare dollars rather than ceding power to Washington politicians or powerful corporations. Now, unlike socialized medicine, President Trump's plan puts working families first with, number one, more choice. Patients will be in charge of their own care, not bureaucrats at some faraway federal agency. And when President Trump took office, you might remember, more than half of the U.S. counties offered plans from only a single insurance provider on the insurance market. Now, as of the next month, more than 90% of the American counties will have multiple options to choose from. That lowers the costs, which leads me to item number two, lowering costs. For years, patients have been shocked to receive unexpected bills for thousands of dollars of medical services that they never agreed to. And President Trump's plan bans this deeply unfair practice and ends surprise medical billing. The president said the days of ripping off American patients are now over. And finally, number three, better care. With new ways for Medicare to pay providers, Americans will have access to doctors they trust and doctors they have, whenever and wherever they're needed. Now, President Trump is also making sure that politicians don't get in the way of a much-needed research and innovation, ensuring that Americans' access to the best health care in the world continues. But remember this, folks. President Trump's plan puts American patients first. Unfortunately, under pressure from the far left, the Democrats have endorsed health care legislation that would result in rationing care, keeping patients on waiting lists, and driving the best doctors away from practicing medicine. Don't believe me? Go ask somebody. Now, the Democratic Party is obviously pushing a socialist nightmare. And Americans want real choice, real affordability, real quality in their medical care. They don't want radical politicians playing games with their health and safety to get votes. And under this president, Donald J. Trump, American families and seniors will always be protected. Check out President Trump's America First healthcare plan. Very easy to decipher. Very easy to verify. It's simple, it's easy, and guess what? It gives you the choice. You. Which is very important. Now, I want to remind everybody about my buddies down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Remember, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores. And you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Great, great, great people to work with. Alrighty, that's the end of another weekday version of the Captain's America Third Watch. What a week this has been. Thanks to everybody for calling in and chiming in and opining in. I'll see you on the weekend show tonight. Take care, stay safe, stay healthy. God bless America. See ya!
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.